All right, welcome into the Cardinals Daily Report, Flagstaff, Arizona, Cardinals camp, Paul Calvisi, Darren Urban, azcardinals.com. I'm fired up. You know why? Because no more Cardinal on Cardinal crime. No more Cardinal on Cardinal contact. The Saints and the Cardinals in the Hall of Fame game, and we're all looking forward to that. I mean, can you count the reasons? Numerous reasons, right?
Well, first of all, there's just a game. And anytime you have a chance to do some analysis off a game instead of just practice, I think that's a good thing, not only for those of us in the media and following the team, but I think also for the coaches. I mean, you need to see that stuff. And there's lots of different things we can look at just from this first game.
We'll get questions, and we'll get answers, and then we'll get answers to some questions, more questions that come from what we thought we knew as answers. I mean, what's number one? The QB question? Got to be number one, right?
I think it's going to be number one, but I also think you kind of temper it with the fact that I don't think there's going to be a ton of playing time for those top two guys, John Skelton and Kevin Cobb. I mean, Kevin's going to start. I would think they're going to limit the series. I mean, again, there's five preseason games. We got a long way to go, and there's other things that they want to get done. I think it's going to look like a lot like a first preseason game where the playing time is tempered for a lot of the guys the names we recognize.
You're not going to declare a starter after game one anyway, because John Skelton's going to start game two against Kansas City. So this will be ongoing, at least into the near future.
You would think. I'm thinking Skelton's going to start game two. You know, there's no announcement yet, but I'm thinking that's what's going to end up happening. But it'll be good to see some other things, some of the younger guys, where they fit in, maybe how some of these rookies play. I mean, this will be their first taste of the NFL. I'm dying to see how Michael Floyd does against another player, Jamel Fleming, those kinds of guys. I think those are the things you really look forward to.
Some of the injured guys, if we're talking corner, Greg Toler, right? How he looks in game action?
Greg Toler coming off an ACL, you know, how's he going to be in his first game? I don't know if we're going to see Ryan Williams. The more I think about it, the more I would think that maybe he's not going to play this weekend. But if he does, hey, what is he going to do in one or two carries, I would think. So those things are very exciting. And just, you know, how they react to a game. I mean, we've seen the red and white practice. We've seen the night practice. And it looks okay. But there's always something different about a game that you're looking forward to seeing.
The defenses look very good at times. They finish very strong, obviously. They're aiming to be a top 10 defense. You know, you get a pretty good test in the New Orleans Saints, one of the better offenses in the NFL for, you know, the last few years. I mean, that should be a pretty decent gauge, especially if you believe the Cardinals players saying, hey, we are light years ahead of where we were a year ago, just in knowledge of the defense.
It reminds me a little bit when we went to Green Bay in the preseason a couple years ago, and Aaron Rodgers looked really, really good. I mean, it's the same kind of quarterback. You're not necessarily – I'm sure we're only going to see Drew Brees very briefly, if at all. I would assume he'll play. But I will be interested to see how that goes. And obviously there's a lot of stuff swirling around the Saints, and they haven't played a game since all this stuff came down either. So I'm sure it'll be kind of fun to watch how they react too.
You know, if the Cardinals are looking for contact, and they're all talking about it, right, especially after the night practice and the emotional – they might get it, because if there's one team that might try to treat a preseason game like something more than a preseason game, it'll be the Saints. Saints coming off their offseason, don't you think?
You would think so. I mean, obviously, we're not around them. I'll just be curious to know how much attention is paid to the Cardinals, because I think nationally everybody's going to be watching this game because of the Saints. I wonder if they're going to treat the Cardinals as an afterthought. I've talked to a couple guys about it. They don't really care, and I wouldn't think that they would. But, obviously, there's enough of us around this team that want to see what the Cardinals are doing.
You know, there are guys who have been flashing in camp. I'll throw out there David Carter, for example. You know, all right, now we want to see it in a game. He's looked great in the drills. You know, Bobby Massey made some strides, I think, in the night practice. He's coming along rapidly. You know, the rookie offensive lineman. There's the other two offensive linemen as well. We're going to get a gauge, at least, a benchmark as to where they stand, and you don't really know until it's live game action.
Exactly. I mean, you even looking at a guy like O'Brien Schofield, who's going to be really starting for the first time, you know, I don't know how much, again, he's going to play, but, you know, how does he look in his first game as a starter, where everybody's treating him as a starter. That'll be very interesting to watch and how it's going to unfold all through the preseason.
Dan Williams losing all that weight. He's looked great out here. Okay, how's he going to look in the game? So there you go. Complete coverage. Darren Urban, yours truly, Paul Calvisi, will be there in Canton, Ohio for the Hall of Fame game. They're getting a tour. You're going on the tour, by the way, right? The Hall of Fame?
I will be there with the team. We'll have video. We'll have a story of the team getting a private tour of the Hall of Fame the night before the game.
All right, very nice. On the road. Keep it right here. azcardinals.com.